I'm going to call the December 1st, 2017 meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is anyone recording? No one is recording. Could we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? So, could I have a motion, please, to open the tax classification public hearing for FYI 2018?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. O'Neill.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. I am here before the Fire District to present some scenarios for to set the tax rate for the Kootenai Fire District. The total value of Kootenai is $1,403,855.760, and the tax levy is $3,186,752.58. Which yields a tax rate of $2.27, which would be up a penny from last year. Fiscal 2017 was 226. Also presented is the what-if scenarios if the body decided to do a shift from the 100, which is 2.27. And you can follow that all the way through increments of 5% all the way to a 1.50 shift. As of today, the values have been submitted. The Department of Revenue representative has reviewed the values and has been working with the board, the fire district, to submit all the proper forms so that we can get this tax rate approved. Will there be any discussion?
Yes, if anyone has any questions or.
Okay, how do you usually do it? You put it back to the district. Chairperson?
Chairperson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lisa, do you have any questions?
I do. I'm not looking at the particular spreadsheet, the classification options, but rather the recapitation. I'm not going to be able to say that word this afternoon.
Recap.
Thank you. And I'm just looking at page 3 of 4, and just in this being my first tax levy, there seems to be some. Obviously, there were some receipts for fiscal 17 that are either no longer part of fiscal 18 or are significantly reduced. Most notably, under section 16 is other department revenue. And I believe that difference may be the cell tower?
That's correct.
Okay. And then what was the miscellaneous non-recurring on line 23 that is no longer?
I believe there was an insurance recovery.
Okay.
Is it for the ambulance?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Stan?
The only questions I had were on an email that Ray sent out, which kind of baffled me a little bit. The tax rate goes from 226 to 227. And that's less than 0.5%. But then there were, under the key points, there were some alarming percentages there that I didn't understand, 3.65, 3.98. Could you help me on? How does that work into the 2.27?
It really comes down to weighting.
Comes down to what?
To weighting.
Wait.
In other words, the taxes going up a certain percentage are only so much of the total money that we intend to appropriate and use in fiscal 18. So while the, and I forget the exact numbers that I had reflected in that email, thank you. The amount of the appropriation that we're going to use goes up $162,000, which is 3.65%. We make that up by a total increase in the amount of taxes we collect. The valuations go up 3.5%, so that accounts for that 3.6%, even though the rate stays the same. Mm-hmm. The values have increased. Okay. Does that make sense, Dan?
Makes sense, yep.
Any other questions?
No.
So we should we now take a vote for the factor of one?
I believe so.
Sure. Yes, correct.
Could I have a motion, please, for a tax factor of one for FYI 2018?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right, are you here for the public hearing?
Just here.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. You can come.
They're coming in to set up for
So we can have two originals. Yeah. So you can have my printed
two. This is ours, but should we all sign this?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just for each
copy. Yeah, but we'll all sign.
Okay, you want it? Okay, I will upload.
See, this is what it looks like.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, this is what we thought we were doing earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
You have access to Gateway, you're the only one. I mean, I do for everyone, but.
I have access for us.
I have access also.
And, okay. And Charlie did, but he couldn't sign.
Show me,
you couldn't sign anything?
I can't sign anything. I could last year. This year I can't.
It's a rights issue.
Well, it wasn't only a rights issue. When we went into the forum just before the meeting, and went to the clerk's box, clicked it, my name came up.
Yeah.
So check with Anne, the town clerk, because she controls the Gateway privileges.
Okay.
And due that on Monday, but at this point.
And would she be the one to talk about the...
So you should have proper privileges, the clerk, the accountant, the treasurer, myself.
Okay. All right. Well,
So I'll lead. This is the other one. Do you want to have them sign that?
Yeah.
And I'll take one.
Yep.
And then I can upload it. To go.
Yeah, well, why don't we have you sign first? That's true.
Okay. Did you want this back?
Yes.
It?
Okay, so you both have an original.
You get this, Charlie?
Sign it up at the top.
Yeah.
Oh, the bottom. Charlie does. Yeah.
Okay. You're excused.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Ed.
Folks. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for all your help.
Take care. Thank you.
Reach out to me if you need.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Have a happy holiday. If I can't just file. Thanks.
She's not in tomorrow?
assessor.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we don't usually meet on a Friday evening.
Okay, before, is there any public comment?
Don Campbell, Board of Water Commissioners. Just wanted to come before this board with like a six-month update with where the water department is so far with our projects and what we have planned. It's our goal to try to complete as many projects as possible that have been started in the past and try to get things caught up to date. And with that in mind, I want to say that the water tower will be completed and all the little small last final odds and ends will be completed and that line item will be shut down. If there's any money left over, it will be turned back. The cell tower should be completed sometime this summer depending on the permitting process. We had a very good meeting with the Cape Cod Commission a couple weeks ago, and that's going forward. We do expect that the cell tower revenues will continue as they are through the rest of this fiscal year, but we do expect them to go down once the new tower is up and the new agreement is reached with that company so that those revenues will go down. The chemical feed project, which we got money for this year, should be, we expect to have that complete, started and completed before the next district meeting. We do expect to have enough money to do all that, all the stuff we wanted to do with that. The security system, however, will not be completed. That's something that's been ongoing for way too long. But we've come to a point where to get the project done, because it's changed in scope so many times, we're going to have to come before the district and ask for some more money to get it completed. And we'll have a presentation for that. We've also been working on job descriptions for all the employees at the water department with evaluation processes and stuff like that. We're starting to compare the pay of our employees with surrounding water departments and looking at a rate adjustment to try to bring them up to at least a mean or medium with all the other departments on the Cape. We are the lowest paid that there are, and we don't want to lose our employees of the departments after we train them. And that seems to be it right now. We did receive some information just today from the Mass Mutual Water Rate Survey with all kinds of water, you know, how much people get paid and all that stuff from all over the state. It's so small, I can't even read it, so I'm going to have to get it bigger. But we're trying to move forward. We don't really see any, the only large thing we have looking for from the district would be the security system to date. We're not looking at any other projects going on. Our goal for next year, after we get taken care of all the stuff we can this year, is to look for more of a future five-year plan to try to see how we can plan things up for the future so there's no big hits at one time. And that's all I got for you, unless you have any questions.
Yep, the cost of service study.
We got that from you, yes. And you had people you're going to send it out to.
Who am I going to send it out to?
Yeah. Didn't you have some?
No, I thought I sent along some names to you, too, that
okay.
You could... could approach.
That will, we're going to send them all out to all those names you had right there. Maybe one or two more, but everyone will be included.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Yep, super. Any other
all
questions?
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. And the Cape Cod Commission is meeting the 16th again about this, December 16th?
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in Barnstable.
In Barnstable.
Up by the courthouse there.
Yeah.
So they expect to have a positive report from the staff for the whole board to vote on that.
Right.
They don't have to go before site review and permitting from the building department at Barnstable, and it all takes time. It's a process.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you. So before we get to the High Street property space needs, I just want to say something about an email we all received about the budget from a local resident. Not being published on the website at a time that she desired. You know, this, first of all, Tony, our assistant treasurer, asked me if it was okay if it was delayed because of Thanksgiving. And she was also out for a brief period of time for some personal reasons. And I said that that was fine. You know, the contract with the firefighters has been signed. So that's extra work for the Treasury to come up with some of the changes to their salary and figure those out and pass monies that are owed to the firefighters since last July 1st. So I just wanted you to know that nobody in the finance department is slacking because the budget wasn't posted per Mrs. Gardner's desire, and it should be posted next week.
Yeah. Going forward, if there's any delays like that, maybe we can just post a quick sentence or two that you know the posting will be delayed because of such and such mm-hmm. and such and such. This way, we'll get those emails.
I did not receive that.
So, Stan, High Street.
Okay. With respect to High Street, I've gone about as far as I can go by myself because I'm not familiar with the MGLs. Yeah. We're looking at two, and I did some revising of a cover letter and the bid, the spec sheet, the scope of work sheet. But it seems to me like we can go two ways. 7C with the whole nine yards with drawings and arc. We can talk about architects and stuff, or we can go with just the 30B, is it? The MGL 30B, with the sanitized cover letter and scope of work that doesn't talk about architects, doesn't talk about drawings. And
design of any sort.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, so that's what I have here, but I don't know which way we need to go. I mean,
we either need to more thoroughly sanitize what we have now, and I'm happy to help with this once we decide how we want to proceed. Because what we have now actually does rise to falling under Chapter 7C, according to the AG's office. So obviously, we need to clean it up more. I don't know how much we want to strip it down, or whether we do want to add more to it. I mean, we touched on this at the last meeting.
I'm not sure that we have the money to. You know, the district voted $25,000 right. for us to do a space needs study for the district so we can determine what we're going to do with the property on High Street. And I just think we should keep it as narrow as we can at this point. And, because then we're going to have to go back to the voters and say to them, you know, this is approximately how much space they think that we need to construct, and it's going to approximately cost, you know, the prevailing rate of whatever it is. And, you know, and make sure people are interested before we, you know, ask people to spend their time to come on our committees and work mm-hmm. on it and, you know, just really, you know, all the things that are required by 7C.
Yeah, I mean, 7C is obviously, I took a look at it and, you know, it's in depth and yeah. we're going to need to be careful with that.
And it's very complex.
It's very complex. It's just in order for us, you know, we really need to limit it to space needs only and no reference really to even facilities of what we would, you know, beyond a very generic.
I mean, I have the documents here that I did. I just did it this afternoon. If you want to look at it, we can kind of wordsmith it if you'd like. We'll go through
absolutely. I also, Chief has offered to, yeah. you know, I know he's already run through it once, but he offered to sit down with me, and so I can carve out some time if maybe you, Stan, Paul and I could get together.
Yeah, if we meet.
Well, if you do that, it's an official meeting.
It's a public meeting.
Oh, sorry.
So we have
can't do that. Okay.
I can send out the documents. I can give you the hard copy. I have them okay. right here. I can send them out soft copy. And, you know, I just got rid of anything that said architect or drawings or
design.
And I just said vendor, the successful vendor, stuff
okay.
like that.
Well, we can go over them for a few moments if you'd like, but maybe if you could send them electronically also, mm-hmm. That way I can make a redline.
Okay, well, I don't want to just send them to you electronically as
okay.
soon as I get back home.
Okay.
And then if we need a meeting, let me know. We'll put out an agenda. We'll find a time to meet and,
okay.
and do it.
Okay, great.
So I just have one question. At the end of all of this, can they just give us a square foot number of how much space we need?
I believe so. I believe it's just that's about as specific as they can get.
Right, yeah.
Is you know, what office space we need, who, you know, whether it makes sense to have a, you know, a common building or whatever the case may be. They just can't really speak to any design.
Yeah, they need to talk to it generically, and that's what I did, you know. I mean, but if we make, if we sanitize it any further, I can send it off to an elephant, and an elephant can
right, 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 you know, exactly. I'm not sure. I know I had mentioned at the last meeting I would try and come up with some further suggestions, you know, to submit for this space needs study, but there's not a lot of, you know, firms down here, from what I understand from asking around, that really will handle this kind of thing. Brown, Lundquist. They're basically, you know, the only game in town, from what I understand.
Yeah, he was very helpful, so a lot of the information I got was for him.
Hootker was the one other name, so we might want to put it out to Hootker also.
Okay.
I don't know whether they'll be interested.
Okay, so do you want me to give you the hard copies, or just want to work with the soft copy?
Soft copy's fine, and that way I can track changes and everybody can see.
I'm only familiar with Word from a generic point of view.
That's
so,
okay.
So I didn't make any. You know, I know there's ways you can make editing and note it on the document, but I haven't done that.
That's okay. We can have a class.
Okay.
Just kidding. Right. I'm not that good either.
Can I come?
I have teenagers. No.
Okay. All right. So our last. Business is the minutes from the October 23rd meeting and the minutes from the November 13th meeting. Any corrections, changes?
No, I looked at them.
None that I had. No.
No. Could I have a motion to accept those minutes?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Could have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
We're out of here.